Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How is it going, guys? How is August treating you so far? I have several topics to discuss today, but probably I'm gonna put them into a different podcast because each one of them are worthy of a separate conversation. And there's so many things going on in parallel, so someday I'm just gonna start record and I'm gonna complain. Complain all the things that are happening in parallel and in this chaos I'm still figuring out how we're surviving. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. But for today, probably since I've said I'm going to try to do a bit more into marketing, was that I wanted to talk about marketing strategies from a sales perspective, from a company perspective, from an individual perspective, because yesterday I had a really nice meeting with a marketing consultant, really high ticket, five figure plus consultant. And I find it really interesting because I know the girl. She's from Denmark, I think, and we've been talking for like a lot. I mean, 2 years, 3 years ago, we had the Akbar Sheikh Academy together, and she was a mentor there. So soon enough, I saw that she's into marketing funnels, but front-end marketing funnels. And for those that don't know, well, guess what? You had a front-end funnel, which is either give me your email, you get something for free, or it's 3 to 5 euros, and then on the back end, you start selling the more expensive stuff. Well, it turns out now that they can prove me that they can build front-end funnels that's gonna be self-sustainable, like self-liquidating offer, I think they call it. To give you an example, I have the book. The Kindle is 3.5 euros. The audio is 10 euros. And they're like, what if, I'm going to simplify it now, we paid in ads 1,000 euros and you had 100 people that's going to download your audiobook version of 10 euros each, which is again 100 euros. So you put the 100 euros in ads, you get 100 euros in your front end sales. And I was like, well, then I'm break even, but I'm at zero. I didn't make any money. And they were like, well, that's the point. You're not supposed to make money out of it because you're supposed to making leads. So imagine that in order for 100 people to download your book to get the 1,000 euros, there will be several 1,000 euros that can be exposed to your brand. And guess what? You get it for free. And then you have 100 people that's going to subscribe on your email. And guess what? You're getting them for free because you get your 1,000 euros back. And that got me really thinking. I mean, if that was the case, I've started joking like, well, okay, and then I'm going to the bank. I'll take a bank loan of 100,000 euros and I'm going to put it into that kind of a funnel. And that's going to make 50 million impressions and I don't know what kind of crazy numbers. And from those 50 million, I'll have enough people that's going to buy the Kindle or the audiobook that I'm going to make 100,000 euros in sales, probably after tax. So then I can just take those 100k out and send it back to the bank. And the whole thing can last for 2 months. So I'm taking a loan on 2-3 months, infinite amount. I mean, like 50 million, if they allow me. But I think you understand the point. And they were specializing in it. They were like, well, what we specialize is building front-end funnels for companies that already have back-end funnels. Because with the front-end funnel, you're not going to make any money, but you're going to get a lot of leads for free. And it got me really, really curious. And I was like, well, what do you actually need? And they were like, well, depends, tell us a bit more. And I was like, wow, where should I start about BSB? I mean, on the back end, we have the agency. I mean, we do LinkedIn and email. We are renting SDRs. We cover events. We use Upwork freelance channels and everything. So we offer all those as a service and they're not that cheap. So we have back office. And then I told her like, well, 2 years ago, exactly to the point, when I come back from Sri Lanka, I focused on the front-end funnels. So front-end assets, I'm still not good at funnels, but we've started figuring out what can we start offering for free. And here we've created the ebooks, the newsletter, the podcast that I've started, the videocast, blogs, so they're all free content. And from there, we went them to the subscription pages, where if you want to download the ebook, you have to give me your email at least, or for the podcast, okay, they're free. But from there, I also had the Sweet Leads, which is a book, which it can be a front-end funnel with €3.50. It's not an expensive thing. It's a transactional thing. But I have the audio after that, which was €10. And from there, I actually have the Academy. The Academy is €1,000. And she told me that's not a front-end offer. That's midterm offer, probably. But then I've realized, well, the Academy is consisted of 6 courses and each of them is priced separately, like $250 for each course. But if you had all 6 courses instead of $1,500, you're going to get it for $1,000. So that's also something that we've built in the front end. So once people start subscribing, well, on the back end, we can say, you know what? Here is what we can help you more specifically. Or if you're in a rush, we can actually help you with the execution process. And she told me something really interesting. Maybe that inspired me to set up this podcast, actually. And she was like, well, what if we turn the way around? Instead of selling the €1,000 Academy, why don't you make it a subscription? I was like, yeah, but people are going to, you know, pay €50, go through the whole Academy for 1 month, and they're going to leave, and that's it. And she was like, yes, if you have a one-time thing, why would they stay? But if you figure out continuity on how to add a lot of stuff, and I think Russell covered this, the linchpin, I think it was called, and I loved it, and at the end of the conversation, we came up with a strategy. I still don't know if we're going to hire them to help us out, but I love the strategy, and I had to share it with you guys. So she was like, what if we actually take ads and start bringing those ads to a landing page where you have the book? And it's not just going to be the book. You need some value stacking. So you're like, well, for €3, for €5, for €10, what can you offer to people that don't know you? And I'm like, well, I can give the Kindle version. I can add the audio version within the €5. I can take out several templates from the Academy and start giving them, like checklist, questionnaires, templates, automation tools, stuff that we have in the Academy. And she's like, well, imagine if you can start offering all of that for €5. And I was like, well, any normal people will accept it. And she was like, exactly, well, for €5 to €10, what if we actually take the book landing page where people, you will give them a lot of stuff for €5 to €10. And once they leave your email, you're actually taking them on a webinar. And I was like, what I'm supposed to do on the webinar? And she was like, exactly. It can be a webinar or VSL, like video sales letter, where instead of thank you page, you take them to the VSL where you can discuss about the benefits of subscribing, why they should subscribe. So it can be 15 minutes, half an hour, where you introduce yourself, you establish your authority, and then you can start saying, well, for $50 per month, or €50, or $100, I don't even care the numbers at this stage, guys, you can actually get access to my courses, you can get access to the bi-weekly coaching, you're going to get the access to the Academy, and that's not all, you're going to get access to templates, to video interviews, exclusive webinars that we're going to organize in the community, and XYZ, and all that's going to cost you €50 on a continuity. And that can be very attractive. And I was like, well, that's like a company on its own. And she was like, no. But the webinar can give you people to the subscribers until you figure out a way how from the subscribers, you can start taking handpicked clients into your agency, into your back offer. You still don't have a funnel. And I was like, wow, for me, a funnel was if someone buys a book. You have upsell, one-time offer, downsell, and thank you very much. And she's like, no, that's the front-end funnel. Then you have the middle funnel where you're discussing about the subscription, €50, $50, $100, video, webinar, VSL, and you're trying to move them to the subscription. But that's the middle of the funnel. Where is the end of the funnel? And the end of the funnel should be once people start joining the Academy and once they see how hard is it to start helping them. whether the end of the funnel can be consultancy, where as people get stuck, they can hire me per hour so I can jump in, start helping them on the spot, whether it's with the messages, with the strategies, with the funnels, with whatever. Or once they get stuck and they just need to delegate it to someone, then the agency can take over and be the backend offer, which can be more expensive and which can be more comprehensive. But guess what? There is no sales here. Ad sales can be at the end, at the back end of the funnel. Because if we figure out a way how to sell the book and the subscription even, no, if we figure out a way how to sell the book profitably, or even at a break even, like you spend €1,000 on ads, you sell the book in the amount of €1,000, well, that's it. You get free traffic. And that free traffic, some percentage of them gonna join into the subscription. So you start making €50 per month from nothing. You didn't invest any money as a cost because you've already covered the ad cost. Or even a layer two, even if you don't break even on the books, with the subscription, some percentage that we'll buy, if you even break even there, you're still good. Because imagine that then you can put €1 million in ads, which can get you then, I don't know, €500,000 in books and €500,000 in subscription, and you're still break even, but all of a sudden you got millions of new leads, which you can start pitching either the consultancy, either the back offer. I mean, mind blowing. People, for me, this was really, really, really useful. And guess what? They told me, well, now as a consultant, I also have it done for you. In 10 weeks, we can have this all built up for you on your behalf with the copy, with the message, with the creatives, funnels, integrations, emails, email follow-up, because some people will buy the book but won't go to the webinar, so we can continue with the sequence. Someone will watch the webinar, wouldn't buy the subscription, which continue with a different sequence. I was genuinely impressed. And when we're talking about five-figure pricing, in my head, that's not a lot of money. Because if we set up this new funnel, well, we've never done ads before, so that would be like a completely new channel for BSB. On outreach, we're currently averaging 3 to 5 new clients every month. So that continue generates the existing revenue. But with this channel, I'm actually getting completely new traffic. Because people that are not aware that BSB exists, because with the ads we can target the US, the Europe, but people that are not already part of my community. And on the short end, it will get an exposure as a brand to a lot of new people. On the mid end, it's going to help me build a nice community, because everybody that subscribes to either subscription model or to the book and leave their email, I can have access to them. And on the back end, I can actually start getting, I don't know, 1, 3, 5 new clients, 1 new client per month, especially if it's an FTE I'm digesting, guys. With 1 new client, I can break even on the whole funnel. Even if it's a 5-figure, when we rent an FTE, people stay with us. We've never lost an FTE client. The earliest one are from 1.5 years ago. That's when we introduced the service. Last January, exactly then. So even from last January till now, we still have the same clients. So that means that even if I bring 1 new FT client from this funnel, it's already worth more than 5-figure to me. So that's how the marketing game should be played. And this is strategy. I don't say we don't need social media content. I don't say we need blogs or podcasts or whatever. We still need all of that, but that's the organic way. That's the content creation strategy. But on the paid ads, which I've never touched in these 7.5 years already, this I see is the best strategy. So to summarize, have a landing page on the book, try to sell, bring some ads to the book and try to be break even. Even if I don't succeed, then I move them to a webinar where I'm inviting them to a subscription model. I don't care about the prices, but by then I have to be break even from the ads, and then I'm getting free community and free subscribers, which I can start going with. Well, now you need an FT, or if they are growing, they're going to need external support. That's all I had for today, guys. I really hope you'll find it useful. Have a great day. Bye bye. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episode on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.